Nolte, the Nazi tattoo wasn't disqualifying enough for amoral Democrats. By John Nolte on July 7, 2026. Remember just who it is we're dealing with when we talk about Democrats. Democrats support the permanent mutilation and sterilization of children to appease their transsexual supporters. Democrats support allowing men to enter women's bathrooms and locker rooms. Democrats support allowing men to destroy women's sports, which means stealing their scholarships, their trophies, and even their gold medals after beating the shit out of them on worldwide TV. Democrats support allowing male criminals to share jail cells with women. Democrats support exposing little kids to the drag queens who desperately want access to little kids. Democrats support queering little kids with gay porn in elementary schools. For decades, Democrats, and the corporate media, re-elected and then canonized the late Senator Ted Kennedy, DMA, decades after he literally left an innocent woman in a car to slowly drown overnight. We've known Democrats have no bottom since Chappaquiddick in 1969. So no one should be surprised that the corporate media and Democrats allowed U.S. Senate candidate Graham Platner, DME, to slide. No one should be surprised that even after all this from Platner, wore a Nazi SS, death's head, tattoo for 18 years. Had, and maybe still has, an account on the alleged predator sex site Kik, he's married. Explicit sexts with half a dozen women in 2023, he's married. Disparaged all black people as a population that doesn't tip. Blamed sexual assault victims for being sexually assaulted. Smeared rural Maine population as racist. Anti-gay posts on Reddit. Promoted an alleged Holocaust denier on social media. Bragged about masturbating in public porta-potties. Mocked Purple Heart recipient as a dumb motherfucker didn't deserve to live. Encouraged military contractors to bang hookers in Thailand. Called the Virgin Mary a skank. DUI. Appeared on an anti-Semites podcast who says the Jews killed Kennedy. Credibly accused of assaulting an ex-girlfriend. Democrats had no moral misgivings about supporting him. You see, when Democrats believe morality and decency get in the way of power, they cast aside all morality and decency. Keep in mind that this latest allegation against Platner of a full-blown rape is not why Democrats are abandoning him. The fact that this latest accuser is a Democrat is not even why Democrats are abandoning Platner. No, it's the polls showing that he is losing ground and outright losing against sitting Republican Senator Susan Collins. If polling still showed Platner coasting to victory, no number of sexual assault allegations would kill the support from his party and the corporate media. Still, what I can't get over is how politically stupid the likes of the New York Times and Democrat Senators Bernie Sanders, Chuck Schumer, Elizabeth Warren, and many more were in defending this guy. Graham Platner ran around with a Nazi tattoo for 17 years. Think about that. A Nazi tattoo. Forget the morality of such an obscenity. How did supposedly intelligent Democrats not understand that in 100% of cases, a Nazi tattoo is merely the tip of a troubling and deeply disturbed iceberg? Look at it this way. If your daughter dates a guy with a Nazi tattoo, no parent believes for a moment that the only problem with the guy is the tattoo, or that he doesn't like Jews. Everyone knows that a Nazi tattoo is merely a symptom of a deeply troubled individual harboring the most antisocial, violent, and narcissistic values. Up and down, right to left, and from zig to zag, this guy is trouble with a capital T, and your daughter is going to get hurt, or worse. If your neighbor has a Nazi tattoo, a smart person keeps a polite, shallow, and friendly distance. A psychology degree is not required to understand the selfish recklessness and danger inherent in a person who sports a Nazi tattoo. All you need to do is trust your instincts, which will ring like crazy in that situation. And yet, Democrats not only stood by a U.S. Senate candidate with the mark of the devil, but they stood by him after each of the 15 scandals listed above, as though number 9 and then 13 and then 15 must be the last one. As though a guy with a Nazi tattoo will tell the truth when asked if there are any more potential scandals out there. And now, thanks to their undying support for the guy with the Nazi tattoo and the Kik account and on, Democrats have lost even the pretense of the moral high ground. This will be, and should be, thrown in their faces forever. going back to starting a civil war to hold on to their slaves. Democrats have always been amoral, now they're stupid as well.